Hi folks, welcome to Luke with Luke. I'm on the iced tea because I had way too much caffeine. We are coming towards the end of Luke chapter 2. In fact, no, we're not coming towards the end. We're just coming towards the end of this bit of Jesus being presented in the temple. And we saw yesterday the tremendous challenge for Mary in that she's told a sword's going to pierce her soul. And then we read this in verse 36. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She'd lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped day and night, or night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who are looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Again, this is just one of these stories that we skip by very quickly. Anna's name means grace. She was a widow, a daughter of Phanuel, the Hebrew name Penuel. Peniel, if you remember, is where Jacob wrestled with the angel. I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved. And so her father was named after that struggle. And she belonged to the tribe of Asher. And I love Asher because I just love what their name means. Asher was the second son of Leah's handmaid Zilpah. He was named Asher, which is just happy because his birth, of course, made Leah happy. Anna itself is a name that's equivalent to Hannah. Now, she was a prophet or a prophetess. That means she got to speak the word of God. And she certainly did that here when she was worshipping in the temple and she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who are waiting there. It's a very strange idea, isn't it, that somehow people have got this notion that women are not to speak at all in church. Now, there's an argument about preaching, and I don't think there is any argument about eldership because that's very, very clear. But women speaking the word of the Lord, well, Anna was one of them who did it, almost commended for doing that. Now, she had a divine insight that she knew who the child was better than most of the people who were there. Simeon obviously knew as well. A couple of things are really interesting in this for me. One is, she's a member of the tribe of Asher. Now, we talk of the lost tribes of Israel. Well, if she's able to be identified as a member of the tribe of Asher, they're not completely lost, are they? And another thing is, the fact that Luke knows who Asher is, or knows who Anna is, and her genealogy indicates that the Jews were still keeping up all their genealogies. Something else on terms of the prophetess aspect. Philip had 4 unmarried daughters who were given the gift of prophecy, Acts 21, verse 9. So, a prophet or a prophetess is someone who has received the mind of the Lord and passes it on faithfully. And there's a sense in which when I'm talking about the scriptures and when I preach, and even when I'm doing this, I'm doing so as a prophet, not that I have any particular insight, but this is the insight of God's word, and I have the privilege of being able to share it. And she comes anyway. By the way, there's an interesting bit here as well. The NIV has translated it, she was a widow until she was 84. I think it's a much better translation to say that she was a widow for 84 years. Now, it's possible, indeed probable, that she was married when she was 14, and that she lived with her husband till he died when she was 21, and then she remained a widow for 84 years. So that would mean at this point, if my arithmetic's correct, she's 105, which is just absolutely astounding. And when it says she never left the temple, I don't think it means that she slept and lived in the temple. But I think that she came to all the services, if you like. She was there at every single one, day and night, fasting and praying. And then, like Simeon, before she dies, she gets to see what she's been looking for. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Do you know, the dedication of older saints, of older brothers and sisters, is something that is to be greatly admired. And the service of older saints, the idea, you can't retire from the Lord's service. So there's so many things to give thanks for in this, and I hope you're able to do so. God bless you, and we shall see you tomorrow. Bye.